The 33rd Dáil meets tomorrow. There is no expectation that a Taoiseach will be elected or a government formed, but one matter that will be settled is the election of a new Ceann Comhairle. We can talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, about what's going to happen tomorrow. Micheál, the race to become the next Ceann Comhairle, it's down from 4-2 this afternoon.
Yes, Fine Gael's Frank Feehan and the independent TD for Clare, Michael McNamara, confirming this morning that they won't be putting their names forward. So it looks like it's the man who was the Ceann Comhairle and the last Dáil, Sean O'Farrell, versus independent TD, Dennis Nocton. Dennis Nocton making it public in the last hour or so that he is going to contest the role, but he has been doing extensive work behind the scenes for a number of days now, as I understand it. And he's issued a letter to TDs saying that he wants to re-establish the authority of individual parliamentarians and also try to ensure that getting straight answers to straight questions is something that becomes more common in the Dáil. Of course, that a perpetual mission of all holders of that particular office. So it seems too that there won't be any others from what we can gather, even though nominations stay open until 6 o'clock. Sinn Féin saying that they won't be putting anyone forward.
Is there any sense, Micheál, that Sinn Féin might support Sean O'Farrell? Because if they did that and he became Ceann Comhairle, then both Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin would have 37 voting TDs in the Dáil.
Yeah, I suppose that's something that Piers Doherty was asked to now in the last hours, and he kind of only pointed out that this is a secret ballot. Of course, that's the way it's going to work, because the TDs, after their names have been read out by the clerk of the Dáil tomorrow, will go out into the lobby and cast that vote. So nothing being said publicly on that, but surely it is something that must be crossing the minds, because as a tactical manoeuvre, and of course Sean O'Farrell too does have a decent record, a very strong record when it comes to being impartial. So it wouldn't be too big of a burden, you feel, for Sinn Féin to go in that direction, because that would change things, and it would make the job on the Fianna Fáil side ultimately that bit more difficult, bringing them back to 37 seats.
Now, Ceann Comhairle being the first bit of business that has to be done, but arguably I suppose the most important bit of business tomorrow will be the attempts to elect a new Taoiseach. Now, if, as it looks likely, Mary Lou MacDonald comes out tomorrow with more votes to become the next Taoiseach, does that have implications then for the formation of government? Does it sort of crystallise things in terms of support levels when we know the numbers?
I suppose what we expect to see is that Mary Lou MacDonald will get the five Solidarity PBP TDs to support her, and that will give her an early lead. And no doubt that was something that became important in the past when we were at this point 4 years ago, that Enda Kenny got that lead because he had it from the extra six plus TDs that Fine Gael had at the time, and it was never bridged that particular gap. I suppose it is different this time, but it will raise the big question, and that will be, is it politically sustainable to leave Sinn Féin out of any government formation talks, real talks that may take place in the next few weeks? Because not alone will Sinn Féin at that point have won the highest percentage of the vote, but when it comes to support for their candidate for Taoiseach in the Dáil, they will have on the first day at least finished ahead. There are others who take a different view. They said this is all about trying to get close to 80, and that is what will be required in this particular Dáil. There doesn't appear to be an appetite for any kind of minority arrangement. That ultimately it's whoever can get to that will determine this, but I think it will be a very symbolic opening day for that reason, and for where it will place Sinn Féin when it comes to the comprehensive talks next week.
Now, Sinn Féin have also been dealing with other issues today. New Sinn Féin TD Rhéada Cronin has come in for criticism over tweets she posted using offensive language, raising questions about fluoridation of the water supply and linking Israel to Nazism. I think that we might have a clip now of Piers Doherty addressing some of the questions about that matter today.
Rhéada Cronin has apologised for them. She's withdrawn them. She's apologised for any hurt or offence. And she has made it very clear that they are not in keeping with Sinn Féin policy. Anybody who knows Sinn Féin representatives, the people who voted for me in Donegal, the 35,000 people that came out and voted number one for Sinn Féin, know that those comments are not in keeping with what Sinn Féin is saying. So we're very clear in relation to that. I haven't seen them myself. My focus is about delivering on a government for change.
Micheál Lehane, that was Piers Doherty there. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, also rowing in on this controversy today.
yeah, describing the comments as anti-Semitic and anti-science and saying it's not the kind of change that's needed. A fairly significant tweet from the Taoiseach in that regard. I suppose what is significant here is that Rita Cronin wasn't a TD at the time, but at least some of the comments were made when she was a Sinn Féin councillor. And I suppose in the past too, you have seen comments made on social media by Sinn Féin members of the parliamentary party, ultimately leading to a suspension of in the order of 3 months. That's what happened to Maura Devine some time back. Piers Doherty adamant today, though, that this matter has been dealt with by the apology that has been issued by Rita Cronin and that there wouldn't be any further disciplinary action.
All right, Micheál, thanks for that. And just to say that we'll be broadcasting the News at One tomorrow from our Doyle studio, and there will be also full TV coverage on RTE One Television and RTE News Now, beginning with a special programme at 11:30 a.m.